Our readings today are about three of the most important relationships we have. There is the relationship of marriage we just heard about. There's the relationship between we and the Lord, especially through God's law, in our Psalm 119, all about the law of the Lord. And then from the first reading, we hear about friendship. Friendship. And that's what I want to focus on today for just a minute. The author of Sirach says that there are many different kinds of friends. There's fair weather friends. There's those who are happy to be with you when things are going well, but then will desert you when things aren't going so well. There's friends who will, in fact, betray you. There's friends who will turn against you, who will be embarrassed if you are brought low. But then there is the faithful friend. This is the true friend, who is described as a sturdy shelter, described as beyond price. You can't put a price on a faithful friend. And finally, as a life-saving remedy. A good friend is like a medicine that brings us back to health when we are sick of any kind of thing. A faithful friend, a close confidant, Sirach says, should be something like 1 in 1,000. You know, our close friends, if we count them, probably should never take up more than one hand. Even to have even just 1 or 2 really good friends in this life who really know us, who are that sturdy shelter, are such a blessing. And friendship is something that we are meant to cultivate with one another, something we're meant to hand on to our families. What's it mean to be a faithful friend? How do you be a faithful friend? Some of the most important lessons of life. We know that part of the mystery of our faith is that God Himself has come into the world to make us His friends. Which is a bit scandalous, because to be a friend with someone means you have a kind of equality. There's not kind of a sense of superiority and inferiority with friendships. Usually it's with a peer, it's with a colleague, it's someone who's kind of in the same place of life as you, usually. But that to really be a true friend. Well, here's God who says to us in the Gospel of John, I have not called you slaves, I have called you friends. Jesus said that to the disciples, the Last Supper, and those words sank deeply into their hearts, their whole rest of their lives. Jesus, our Lord and our God, our Master, He called me His friend. What a mystery. A friend shares our joys and our sorrows. A friend gives us advice and wisdom. A friend wants to take on our lot in life. Not because of anything they get out of it, but just because of their love for us. Just because they want to share in our lives without calculating what they're going to get back. That's how a friend is beyond price. It's not about what they get out of it. It's we're friends. We're in this together. Today, we ask God to help us to know how to become better friends with Jesus. When friends become friends, usually it's something that is discovered, not manufactured. It's something that just begins to happen, unplanned, unpredicted, unexpected. But it usually happens through friends just spending time together, even, I would say, wasting time together. If you're finding a new best friend in life, if you're becoming friends with someone, the best way to deepen that is just to waste time together doing nothing productive, but just sitting around, shooting the breeze, doing a craft together. Wasting time with one another is that place where friendship grows. And so if we wish to become deeper friends with Jesus, we must waste time with Him. We must lavish time on Him. We must come to pray, not just at the times required during the week, but we must just find ourselves desiring just to waste time with the Master, to sit at His feet, to tell Him what's on our heart, to pray all throughout the day, to waste time with Jesus, who calls us His friends.